coming up on today's episode of the St. Petersburg Foodies Podcast. And was it 2015 when you got married?
Well, you just told me that.
I think it was put him on the spot.
Yes.
And you have like 9 kids?
if I go back to your friends, yes, about that.
<That's good. laughs> Yes.
And you're married with several children as well.
Yes, 4, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so between me and him, we got a volleyball team.
Yeah.
There's never a time I'm going to ask them to do anything that I wouldn't do myself. Mm-hmm. So I try to just lead by example. So exactly. I'll go clean a table. I'll run food. I'll take an order.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter.
Coming to you from St. Petersburg, Florida, you're listening to the St. Petersburg Foodies Podcast, the show that's the authority on where to eat in St. Pete. Here are your hosts, Kevin Godby and Lori Brown.
Hi, I'm Kevin Godby.
And I'm Lori Brown. Thank you for tuning in today.
Welcome to the St. Petersburg Foodies Podcast, the podcast that's it when it comes to restaurants and food information in St. Pete.
And be sure to check out our website, stpetersburgfoodies.com. There you'll find great information, including restaurant reviews, the largest St. Pete happy hour list ever created and kept updated, and information on the newest restaurants in town. We are locals that live in downtown St. Pete, and we've been eating our way through this town for years, so you don't have to, but you should.
We have a new episode every Tuesday. Just hit the subscribe button and you'll get notified when an episode is ready for download. And then you can listen to them anytime you want, like on your morning jog or commute to work.
On today's show, our featured guests are Reno Coez and Jason Sale from Tropez.
You may know Reno as the original founder of Trist and Jason as Twee Lee's right-hand man for her La Vie restaurant and her salons.
Our musical guest today is Mark Maiea, keyboardist for the band Ajava.
We have a great show, so stick around. I love soup, and I'm always in search of a great soup. Ramen is just so complex and delicious with layers of complex flavors in its broth. Buya Ramen is one of my favorite places in downtown St. Pete, so much so that I recently included them on my top 5 Asian noodle soups list for their pork belly ramen. Now, Buya's success is not just about the ramen. It's a hip, upbeat environment meant for unwinding and socializing with house-crafted cocktails, a large selection of Japanese whiskey, and izakaya, too. Those are small plates of different types of appetizers that are delicious, as well as the ramen. The ambiance of the place, along with the friendliness of the owners and staff, really adds to the character and charm of Buya. And to add to its coolness, the owners are actually opening up 4 more stores, one in Miami and 3 in Berlin, of all places. Yes, Berlin, Germany. How cool is that?
Buya Ramen is located at 911 Central Avenue in downtown St. Pete and is open 7 days a week at 11 a.m. Do ya, Buya?
One of our favorite places to go eat in St. Pete is Engine No. 9. They've been a staple in downtown St. Pete coming up on 7 years, and they are famous for their unique and tasty burger creations. As a matter of fact, they are on the St. Pete Foodies list of best burgers in St. Pete. They also made the best hot dogs list, the best chilies, and the best wings in St. Pete. Aside from the food, Engine No. 9 is a great sports bar with lots of TVs, beer, and wine. And you can even get a regular old cheeseburger, too, so you can bring your non-adventurous eater friends. Check out Engine No. 9 at the corner of MLK and 1st Avenue North in downtown St. Pete. Their burgers can't be beat. On today's episode of the St. Petersburg Foodies Podcast, we have the final member of the French St. Pete Mafia.
The invasion from Philadelphia.
Right. We'll explain that in a moment. But we have from the fairly new lounge restaurant bar on Central, 400 block of Central Avenue, Tropez, we have the co-owner and general manager. That's 2 different people, by the way. Please welcome Reno Coez and Jason Sale.
Hello, welcome.
Welcome, guys.
Yes, welcome.
We said you were the final member of the French Mafia. For people that have not followed on all of the episodes, we've had
Raphael Perrier.
Jeremy is actually, yes, Jeremy we have had Jeremy DeClue just recently.
Mm-hmm. Christoph Gilt.
And Arena.
Yeah, yeah.
All the French guys.
And Raphael and Jeremy would meet you at Sagan and Sagan.
Yes, right.
Right.
Good plug.
Yeah. Oh, we were going to talk about Sagan and Sagan anyway.
Right.
We just talked to Jeremy with Jeremy.
And Jason Sale.
Yep.
Who I know best from La Vie, which is right next door to Tropez.
I'm not French.
Dude, come on, French it up. So.
Not French, no.
He's not cool.
He's not part of the French.
No. I'm not there yet.
But La Vie, my favorite pho in St. Pete. And the owner of La Vie, in case anybody doesn't know, is Thuy Le.
That's right.
And we've been doing a lot of top 10 lists and stuff lately. And I was thinking if we ever do a top 10 list on like hottest restaurant owners, she'd be like number 1 through 10.
Hottest, best dressed.
There you go. Yeah, she's number 2 right behind Rita.
Yeah, I'm first on the list.
So let's get a quick background on you guys. Let's start with Reno. You're from France.
France originally, correct. I moved here in the state about 22 years ago.
Okay. What brought you here?
Playing golf a long time ago.
You lost a bet?
So I came here to play golf. Did that for a couple of years and then decided to switch. And went to the restaurant and nightclub business, more like it, at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing that for over 20 years, I will say.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of people know around here, more like Trish. You know, I was there for a long time.
Right.
Went away for a little bit. Still have Sagan and Sagan, but then decided about a couple of months ago when I was talking with Twee, maybe to do a new concept. Mm-hmm. And that's when I came up. And that's where I came up with Tropez.
And was it 2015 when you got married?
Well, you told me that.
I think it was on the spot.
Yes.
October 2015.
October 2015.
Yes, that was the year of 7 vacations.
Right.
And that was the last one.
Yes, yes, October. Yes, October.
And you have like 9 kids?
if I go back to friends, yes, but yeah.
<That's good. laughs> Oh, boy, you're in trouble now.
Oh, great.
I do know your wife. Oh, boy.
No, I have 3 kids.
3,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
One new.
Yeah, one of my little princes. Mm-hmm. So.
And what's her name again?
Aiden.
Hayden, right.
Yeah. We got
right.
Cruz, Ashton, and Aiden. So.
Yes.
And so we originally know you, as you mentioned, from Tryst,
mm-hmm. yep.
on Beach Drive.
Yeah.
And you did that for, was that 4 years, 4 or 5 years?
7.
Seven, okay. Yeah.
7 years, yeah.
Time goes so fast.
Time goes really fast, you know?
Really fast, yeah.
And then you got involved. You're one of the co-owners of Second and Second,
correct,
the 24-hour
yep.
diner
yep, yep.
at
mm-hmm.
Second and Second, hence the name.
North.
Yep. North.
North, yeah.
You're out of Tryst, part of Second and Second, and then recently opened Tropez.
Yeah, Tropez, yeah. Mm-hmm. Decided to try to, you know, come up with some new idea for Central, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I know that block is, you know, it's a good block. You know, you got a lot of good restaurants.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So I was thinking it was a good point, you know, mm-hmm. good start.
And Jason is also general manager and helping out over at Tropez as well yep. as La Vie.
Yeah.
And
he's running, a rock star.
And running all the beauty bars you got going with Twee. And
correct.
Yes.
And you're married with several
children
as well.
Yes, 4. I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so between me and him, we got a volleyball team.
Yeah. Yes, your wife is a saint.
Yeah. Yeah, that she absolutely makes this possible. Without her taking care of everything at home, for me to be able to put the hours in, currently I'm running 5 locations downtown.
Wow.
So to be able to do that and do it effectively,
mm-hmm.
it takes a lot of time.
Yes.
And so, you know, I, again, couldn't handle what I do without her being at home taking care of that.
Right.
Yeah. You have to have a really good team at all the locations to be able to do that.
100%.
I mean.
Yeah, I mean, I can't do everything by myself. So
yeah.
Without putting the right people in place and keeping the right people there and making sure your right-hand person is on their game as much as the left-hand person.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big part of it.
To be doing a lot of delegating and...
Yeah, you know, and it's very... that everything's done strategically when it comes to that because everyone has their strong points, and so we have to figure out what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Again, so
right,
that they're
exactly.
not overworked and everything runs smoothly and I'm not having to go back and double everything up.
Right, as a manager, you have to recognize, okay, I can do this, but this other person can do it better.
Right. I mean,
if it's something that you like to do, sometimes you have to give it up.
100%. It's you know, you have to be able to step back and realize that even though you can take care of it, you know, you can't let your pride get in the way of that. Mm-hmm. And to manage things properly and to continue to grow, you have to have the strength of your team around you to make it work.
And what are all the locations?
So obviously we have Trope, we have La Vie, Nouvelle, Lanao, and then we have Bon Mi, which is inside of the...
That's the original, Tui's original location?
Nope, that's Tui Cafe, which is over on 34th Street, around 60th, like across from Red Lobster.
And do you do...
No. She, her sister-in-law actually has that over there now.
Got it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, Bon Mi is in the Palm Avenue Market.
So what did you do prior?
What didn't I do?
And where are you from originally?
Originally from Virginia. My mom's in Virginia, my dad's in North Carolina, so I kind of split time between there.
What part of Virginia?
About 30 minutes south of Richmond. It's actually called Petersburg, believe it or not. So
I was born in Hopewell.
Oh, I lived in Hopewell too. You can smell Hopewell from where I lived at, because
that's funny.
Yeah, I went to school in Colonial Heights, so lived up there for a good portion of my life, then North Carolina, and then when I was out of school for a little bit, and I decided to come down to visit some friends for like a week. Drug out to 2 weeks, then just went back and packed whatever would fit in my car and came down.
And when did you meet Amber?
Amber almost a little over 10 years ago.
And did you meet her here?
I did meet her here.
So what year was it that you actually moved?
I moved here 19 years ago.
Okay.
So 2000.
Mm-hmm.
I had to think about it. My oldest daughter is 18 now, so.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So yeah, 19 years ago.
Mm, wow.
Yeah. I know. I have four kids, but they're kind of on that descending phase of moving
right,
out.
Right.
They're all kind of staggered about 2 years.
Not like mine.
No, not like yours.
I don't envy that anymore.
Right. So then when did you and Tui meet, and how did that partnership form?
So I've been with Tui now for a little over 6 years, mm-hmm. six and a half probably at this point. She's been downtown 7, so probably about 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
I was working full-time at the bank. I was a banker for Bank of America. Mm-hmm. I was also doing taxes at a tax office on the weekend.
Wow, what a difference.
Yeah, and so, you know, I've owned marketing companies in the past. I've done a lot. In fact, in the same building that La Vie is in, on the second floor, 10 years ago, I had a marketing company there.
That's funny.
And same landlords that we had at the time until recently it changed ownership, but I had the same landlords and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I just... with as many kids as I have and, you know, bills racking up, I felt like, oh, let me go get a third job because that seems fun. But I had never worked in hospitality, or at least restaurant side, mm-hmm. ever prior to that. Mm-hmm. I just managed a lot of things and, you know, I worked, managed stores for Sprint and, you know, just did pretty much all corporate my entire life.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how did you guys meet? You just went and applied for a job? And...
Yeah, I had a friend that knew Dave Donda, who was the manager at La Vie at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they were having a little bit of a turnover at that point. They needed a food runner.
Mm.
And so I said, I can run some food. I could do that. That could be personable. So
wow.
Yeah. So,
you worked your way up from food runner to general manager.
100%. And so that's why I try to tell... all of the staff. I mean, we're one big family over there, and there's never a time, and I think you guys have been there enough that you can tell, there's never a time I'm going to ask them to do anything that I wouldn't do myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to just lead by example. So exactly. I'll go clean a table. I'll run food. I'll take an order.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
Lead by example.
I've seen Reno do that too.
Yes, we have.
Oh yeah.
That's what me and Jizzen like each other.
Yeah. That's right. You guys whatever have been there for it takes, brunch. You've seen it.
Oh yeah.
Whatever it takes, we do it.
That's right.
Yep.
Okay, so we'll take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and talk about Trope.
All right.
We will be right back. How many times have you heard a restaurant say that they have healthy food that actually tastes great? I've heard it a lot, but unfortunately, it's usually one or the other and not both until the brass bowl came around.
Right.
Their food actually is healthy and tastes so darn delicious.
So good. They use organic ingredients and responsibly sourced seafood. Brass Bowl offers gluten-free, vegan, and carnivorous options. There truly is something for everyone. You will find imaginative flatbreads, bowls, and tasty, delicious small plates. With options like fresh roasted seasonal veggies, 24-hour sous vide hanger steak, house-smoked salmon, and free-range chicken breast.
And up front, they have a cold-pressed juice station and separate menu with juice bowls and elixir shots. It's like two open kitchens in one.
Brass Bowl Kitchen and Juicery is really on the cutting edge of the fast, casual culture that is enjoying so much fame these days. Go get bowled over by Brass Bowl.
Brass Bowl Kitchen and Juicery is located at 656 Central Avenue in downtown St. Pete. And you can check them out on the web at brassbowlkitchen.com.
Have you been to Pacific Counter? It is one of the newest fast casual concepts located on one of the fastest growing blocks in St. Pete, the 600 block of Central Avenue. They offer build-your-own bowls, burritos, or salads with a variety of the freshest bases, toppings, and sauces to satisfy anyone's craving and puts you in charge. There are actually 6,432,189 combinations possible. Overwhelmed by build-your-own? I know that I sometimes am. Well, you can also choose from their counter creations menu already picked for you. The first couple of times we ate there, that's exactly what I did. Then I decided to get adventurous. For bases, they offer sushi rice, brown rice, noodles, or greens. Sushi rice seems to be the norm, but I'm not a big rice person, so I finally tried the noodles, and to say I fell in love is an understatement. They are actually sweet potato noodles, I found out later. I have no idea how they make them seem like rice noodles. I added fresh tuna and salmon, my choice of toppings and a sauce, which I didn't even need because the bowl was so good without it. I told Kevin I could eat this every day and I would probably lose weight and love it at the same time. If you haven't checked out Pacific Counter, I would highly recommend it. They are open for lunch and dinner, have a variety of unique alcoholic and non-alcoholic drink options, and they have the beloved Dole Whip. Find your fresh at Pacific Counter.
Pacific Counter is located at 660 Central Avenue in downtown St. Pete. They are open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Sunday through Thursday and 11 a.m. to midnight on Friday and Saturday.
Okay, Kevin, now it's time for you to answer the Fast Five Foodies questions. Are you ready?
Yes.
What's your favorite food?
Everything on the menu at Salty J's, especially the Tossed Big Blue, which is basically a giant hamburger salad with a ton of blue cheese. The buffalo chicken salad is really awesome, and I love their tacos, especially the Placido Bio tacos and the Sweet Thai taco. Also, if you like burgers, the Big Tex burger is a nice big monster one. Just want to shove that whole thing in my face. And then the Big J's Loaded Sirloin Philly. You love that one.
Yes, I do love that one. It's so good.
And Mrs. Salty's favorite massive hot dog.
It is huge.
It's a freaking half pound, literally as big as your head.
Yes. So what's your least favorite food?
Anything that's not from Salty J's.
Goofhead. What's your favorite restaurant in St. Pete?
Duh.
Salt or pepper?
Salt. EJ's.
And can you cook?
Yes, but I'm not cooking anymore. I just go to Salty J's now.
Salty J's is on 4th Street North in the 50s, specifically 5625 4th Street North. Let's get salty.
We are back! We are back!
We are back on the St. Petersburg Foodies podcast with Jason Sale and Reno Coas. Jason's the GM and Reno's co-owner and operating owner. Yep. Partner, I guess.
That's correct.
Whatever.
He's there all the time. Just say that.
Yeah. There all the time.
He's there all the time. It's his second home.
Yep.
So Trope on yes. the 400 block of Central Avenue, right next to La Vie. And
we've been multiple times. I have to just congratulate you because it's honestly an overnight success. And we've seen a few of those. The Beer Boutique also, I don't know if you've been there, but that's also another one that's an overnight success.
And overnight success.
Market, that's really
overnight
hard.
Success is a... 2 year thing there.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It might be overnight for Reno, but I feel like I've been there for 1,000 years.
After 2 years, that location is finally an overnight success.
Yes. After yes. Yeah. I get it. Yes, it was Ozzy before.
But I have to admit, when Reno first gave me a heads up on this place, I was like, oh.
He was
no.
He was worried.
Oh, everybody.
Nothing has
he
ever
was so worried.
Trust me. Yeah. Raphael, you know, was making fun of me. He's like, okay, that's going to be the number 6 coffee time I bring up there. I'm like, because of course we carry catwalk coffee, you know. So
right.
There we go. Yeah. but yeah, no, we made it work, you know.
It's beautiful inside.
No, it came out beautiful.
Your vision is outstanding.
You know, it came out right. The food came out right. You know, Sean, we all know, has been working with me for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Sean Ford.
Yes.
Yeah, Sean Ford. I used to be at Trist, then we went part away and decided to bring him back. He has good vision to, you know.
He does.
You know, he's good at what he does. You know, the food is quality. I mean, Jason can see it. I mean, every everything is made from scratch. I mean, there's
it's one of those things where, you know, I feel like I have to go to the table and kind of explain sometimes when, you know, maybe we're out of something, mm-hmm. just so that people understand that there's not a lot of restaurants like this downtown right now. Not saying there's not a lot that make things from scratch. It's just the whole concept of the tapas, small plate, large plate,
right?
Sharing type of thing with everything being made from scratch. You know, it's there's not a lot like that. So,
I'll pipe in on this,
sure.
if you don't mind for a minute. Last time I was there not with Kevin, but with a friend, and I ordered the Brussels sprouts, and I was told, "Oh, sorry, we don't have those today." And I'm like, and I think it was Pat Lee. And so he's over explaining this to me. I go, "You don't have to over explain this to me, Pat. That is a good thing that you didn't accept an order of Brussels sprouts because they were not up to your quality and expectations."
That's right. Yeah. You know, we don't have a large walk-in freezer. It's just a cooler back there. We make everything fresh daily. So if you come in between 3:30 and 5, you know, the menu is scaled down to just the snack section because the kitchen's back there diligently working, trying to get things prepped and ready for dinner.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They don't have time to go through and make the things from lunch or, you know, make the things from later on in the evening. They don't have it ready yet.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So.
Yeah.
I love what Sean does. He is very creative.
Agreed.
So I appreciate the creativity.
And lifestyle, too.
and it's that seven degrees of Kevin Bacon because you guys were talking about the Philly thing. And Reno goes, "No, I'm not from there."
But Sean is
from up there. And he knows those guys from that
Sean,
area.
That's so
Sean was, you know, in school with a lot of great chefs from Philadelphia. You know, a couple, you know, French chef and all this. So he went to school pretty well, you know. So he's a good, really good background.
Yeah, he's almost one of the best kept secrets in St. Pete.
He's like a mad scientist.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. In more ways than one.
Agreed.
I'll go back up on that one today.
Yeah, so that's Sean Ford that we're talking about. He's the executive chef over at Tropez.
Yeah.
And he was the original chef at...
Not the original chef at Trist.
No,
he was the second chef.
Second chef at Trist. Yeah. And the kitchen is like a normal size kitchen at Tropez, I guess. So that makes it about 10 times the size of the one at Trist,
yeah.
Yeah, Trist, I used to have a shoebox at Trist.
Basically.
So. I think my walk-in cooler here is bigger than Trist kitchen.
Well, I think Sean brought a much-needed menu to that block.
Yeah, it's really something good. Fresh, something a little bit different. That's what we're trying to do. It's something with Tropez, you know, we're trying to bring a different look of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we did, you know, we didn't want... I was worried about tapas because people think tapas speak Spanish right away, you know.
As soon as
you know, we're trying to do more like an international tapas. It's a little bit of everything, really.
Yeah,
that's what it is, you know. It's, you know, and I think that's what the menu came up with, and it's good balance too on the menu.
Well, the minute I saw French onion soup dumplings, I was like, my god, I am sold.
quick funny story about that. When we did the soft opening, and we did them out. Because people weren't used to, at the end of that evening, you know, we're going over how everything went, and he's like, we can't serve this. We gotta take it off. Too many people are complaining. And Sean's like, in Sean's, you know, own words in his own way, no, let's just give it a couple of days. Let's just see what happens.
And then we did it
the next night as well. And then finally, like by the first full week, it comes back and they go, "Oh man, this is great. Everybody loves it. We can't take it off. We have to keep it."
So. Right, right. Yeah. No, I'm really glad that you did.
No, this is
it's so good.
Yeah.
So
let's pause for one second. I don't know why she started talking.
I don't know if we could hear that in the background, but my Alexa was triggered by something Jason said. And if you could hear it, you'll realize that I have my Alexa voice set to have an Indian accent.
Oh. Maybe I said chicken tikka marsala.
That's funny. Actually, that's one of my favorite items on the menu, by the way.
Oh, good.
Smooth segue back in.
Yeah, good job.
No, it is the chicken tikka masala. But we were for one of the friends and family, and Reno was telling us.
Hi, Lola. We hear you.
Yes. We're going to do this out in a park next time. Saturday in the park. Reno was telling us the same thing, that some customers complained. They thought it smelled bad, the French onion soup dumplings. And we were telling them, don't listen to those people.
Those are not the people to listen to.
So I don't know if we got used to it or not, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
Because now what you've got done is created a signature dish that people are...
No, people like it. You know, we have a lot of dish, I think, you know.
Yeah, you do. The potatoes bravas are amazing. Yep. The Brussels sprouts are amazing. I recently had the samosas.
Yeah, samosas.
Oh my gosh, I never would have normally ordered that. That was so good.
The ravioli.
Yeah.
I haven't had that yet.
We did try. So
we did.
Sean makes the actual ravioli from scratch back there. It's he oven roasts the butternut squash and the rainbow char.
Yeah, it was delicious.
And he makes everything, you know, back there with the pine nuts on top. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's out of this world.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, for a vegetarian dish, for those looking for one, that's probably the way to go.
Yeah, there you go.
And we have also, I think, great lunch menu.
Yeah.
And brunch.
Yeah.
And well balanced too, you know.
Mm-hmm. I think it's something needed over
there.
Oh,
the brunch is spectacular. Yeah. We were saying off mic earlier that the burger there is just one of the best Kevin or I have had. It's totally delicious. It's right up there with the top five burgers in St. Pete for sure.
Yeah,
I agree. And you can only get those at lunch or at brunch time. So, mm-hmm. you know, that's definitely a good time to do it. So maybe Sunday for football, if you're looking for a good burger and beer to watch the game,
yep.
you know, or Saturday,
mm-hmm.
you know, we got other specials like your spritzes and everything else, but I mean,
and you got the TVs, you got the games on.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a DJ on Saturday and Sunday for brunch.
We do have the most comfortable bar stools.
Oh yeah,
but you do have the most comfortable bar stools.
I think you should start like a number, you know.
Yes,
right.
You know, it's
Lori's
not
going to do that list.
I am doing a list.
You know.
You and Dats are right up there.
Well, you know, it's not set up like your standard. Most bars, and not to throw any industry secrets or anything out, but most of them are not set up for you to sit there and stay for an extended period of time.
That's correct.
You know, they want to churn those seats to a degree. You know, everybody wants you there, but maybe not for that long. You know, but our place is not set up like that. It's more of that lounge, come in and
you
hang out.
You want people to come
in. I want them there for 3 hours.
Well, they're going to keep drinking and spending money.
Well, the food comes out staggered, and so yeah. when it is like that, enjoy yourself a great cocktail. Pat Lee put together an amazing cocktail list there.
He's great.
You know, he's very innovative with you know, Reno gave him, hey, this is the direction to go, and Pat came up with what he needed. And, mm-hmm. you know, so, yeah, sit at the bar, enjoy yourself, relax for a little bit. Mm-hmm.
I've only sat at a table once. I love the bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like, you know, I think people still get used to it, you know, because, you know, like, we're not a full restaurant. I mean, we're a restaurant, but mm-hmm. also, you know, we have a lot of sofa area and stuff like this. So people,
totally
allowed. For us on the weekend right now, we're still, you know, it's still hard to balance it out, the table-wise and the sofa.
It's hard with reservations. You know, I have a love-hate relationship personally with this open table because at like La Vie and the other place, we don't use that. So with open table, when I look at it for a Saturday and it says we have 137 covers coming in between 6 and 9 o'clock, like
right.
there's a part of me that loses control on the inside. You know, it's like, oh, that's cool. We're going to be busy.
Right.
And then it's also like, where the heck am I going to put these people at? You know?
Right,
and
right.
so it's you know, because we're not set up for all those people as far as table-wise. You know,
right.
some people have to mm-hmm. understand this is more of that lounge.
You're going to have to get velvet ropes
yeah.
on the sidewalk.
Yeah, yeah. exactly.
Are you going to be setting up like outdoor seating?
Yeah, we're working on it. Right now, we didn't want to extend too much, you know,
mm-hmm.
the outside
mm-hmm.
area right. because, you know, want to make sure.
It's still hot.
Yeah. All that, and but also more like the kitchen, trying to make sure everything coming out, you know, like slowly and, you know, by the time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think by November, I'm going to start maybe extend a couple of tables outside, you know,
mm-hmm.
put more up there
mm-hmm.
and see from there, you know.
Yeah.
Plus, they're getting ready to start refacing the front of our building.
Mm-hmm.
The new owners are going to be doing some construction out there, and we don't know if we want to
mm-hmm. right.
really kind of start that right now, because now we're buying tables and then all of a sudden they're ripping off the front of the building and
yeah.
redoing the overhang, and it's like, who wants to sit outside with that?
Right, right. exactly. So. And now you offer, yeah, there's valet parking, right?
Yes, correct. We do, for the old block.
Yeah, we partnered awesome. With Il Retorno,
right.
which yeah. are, you know, Erica and David are great friends of ours.
Absolutely, they are.
So
you just got a little baby, by the way.
Yes, oh, yeah. I know, I saw. Yeah.
You know, again, Pat Lee put together our drink program.
You said dudes in bikinis?
It's dudes in speedos.
Oh, speedos, bikinis.
Yeah, so when you get the, I don't know, no bikinis, but close, I guess, if you put close, a top yeah. on.
That's what we call them in France.
Yeah. But when you get the glass, there's a gentleman hanging off the side of
oh, how funny.
Hiding yeah. the side of the glass, which is really
except
cool.
we keep losing them, who disappear.
Oh. Yeah, they have a tendency to walk
that's
out.
Okay.
You know, and what about the ice cubes?
So we use Daugherty ice. They their office is homed in our building upstairs. Mm-hmm. And so Cliff is the owner, and he's been a regular, you know, between all of our places downstairs for a while. But we partnered up with him. He did a few ice sculptures for us. He did one for me personally when I we did one for Phil Yost for one of his birthdays.
Right.
And so he showed us that they were starting to do etchings on the ice cubes, on the actual squares that you put for like old fashions and, and other drinks. And so for the soft opening, he did some for us. And we liked them so much and they got so much attention that all of our cubes right now that we serve have that on there. I think
they have Trope in there.
They have Trope.
I didn't ever notice that.
Yeah. And so it's really awesome.
Next time.
Yeah, and so
I'm going to have to go tonight.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So yeah, we were the first ones, which I'm kind of proud about that. We were the first ones to do the exclusive ones. And now I think Noble Crust and there's a few other places that are starting to do it and follow suit. But yeah, that's kind of cool.
That's awesome.
It's nice. One, we like supporting local. So
absolutely.
Yeah. You know. Yeah, local is very important.
Yeah, so. It is. Yeah.
So Reno, you previously told us the story of how this whole thing came about. I think it went something like you were stopping into...
Yeah, you know, just walking. You know, La Vie is one of my favorite Vietnamese restaurants. I mean, that's at least once or twice a week. You know, yeah. I mean, it, you know. So, like, you know, I support a lot of my local restaurant anyway, in general. Yes, you know, Tui is a good friend of mine a long time, you know. I know for a long time. I mean, since she moved there. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were talking about when she was moving there. Anyway, so she approached me a couple months ago and asked me again, you know, like, hey, can you help me out with the place next door? I was like, well, you know
Which
what?
At the time was Luna Loca, right?
At that time, yes. Yeah,
so I was like, listen, you know, I have to take a couple months off from Tris, you know, and I'm, you know, and so I told my wife, you know what, I think it's time for me to go back to work. And she looked at me, she's like, okay, it was great to see you for a while.
And, when are you going to get out of the house?
Yeah. I think it was me scratching, really. I was talking about So I was like, you know what? And I told Tui, I think I got a good concept for it. You know, something, you know, I travel a lot too. Everybody knows that. And so I always look around for new stuff, you know, around. Mm-hmm. I saw something somewhere, so I came back up and kind of mixed, you know, a couple of things together and came up with Trope, you know. Mm-hmm. It's funny, Trope is the only restaurant, I opened a couple of restaurants in my life, and that was the first name I came up with, and I stayed with that one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. When normally, you always try to find a name, you know, like, and Trope was, I don't know, that name came up and didn't change it. I went for that one, so.
And you did all the decor inside, right? Yourself?
Yeah. I guess some girl, Rania also helped me out, you know. It was really good. She find... I saw something, you know, something now with Pinterest and everything, you know, I saw a wall that, you know, kind of like the patine we have. It was a little bit different. Mm-hmm. So she helped me out find Jason to get that wall done. So because
so it was copper. And
it's copper. It's real patine on the wall. So it's pretty cool.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. So and then everything else matched. I think everything came up pretty cool. I think, you know.
Yeah, it's gorgeous inside. So, I love it there.
Yeah, it's gorgeous in there. You guys, you have a DJ?
Yeah, we have DJ, you know. So, you know, always, you know, me, I like, you know. Like, you know, the cool vibe, you know, stuff like this. So I think, like, something a bit different on the weekend, you know. It's inside DJ, you know, it's pretty chill.
And I like that you keep it at a reasonable volume.
Level. Yeah. Yes.
We were there for brunch, and there's and I see the DJ coming, and I'm like, ah, shit.
No.
but then we could just have a normal conversation.
No, we try to make sure. It's not, you know, like...
And you have noise reducers on the ceiling, I noticed, or...
Yeah, it's built into the
It was built in.
Yeah, built in. Yeah.
So you guys open at 11 every day for lunch.
Every day, except Monday.
So you got lunch, dinner, and brunch on the weekends.
Yes, great.
Brunch is at 11 also.
Yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. 11. Try to make it simple across the board.
11 to 3:30 for lunch and brunch.
Yeah. So Trope, the official location, 437 Central Avenue in downtown St. Pete, and.
Just
you
go.
Gotta go.
Yeah, come see it.
Go. It's amazing.
Go often and go early.
Yes.
Make a reservation.
Yeah.
I just tell the guy I'm gonna get there before 4 so I can get a bar stool.
But just for the record, bar seats are you don't have to reserve those. Those are first come, first serve though, so the sooner you get there the better.
Yes. Yes.
Right. We'll be there right away. Jason Sal and Reno Coez, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the St. Petersburg Foodies Podcast. Our music segment, which showcases local artists, is brought to you by One Step Media and Kate Reuter. One Step Media provides management, marketing, and booking services to independent artists, and Kate herself is also a singer-songwriter. Our musical guest today is Mark Maiea, keyboardist for the band Ajava.
Just a few days ago, they released their new album, and we'll spin the single Waves right after the Fast Five Foodies questions.
Welcome to the show, Mark.
Pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So you ready for the Fast Five Foodies questions?
Yes.
All right, let's do it. All right. What's your favorite food?
I would probably have to say pad thai. I've always been a fan of Middle Eastern and Indian food. And I think vegetable pad thai is probably one of my favorite dishes.
Awesome. You are now the second person. First, we had nobody until we had the first person.
That was just a week ago.
That was a couple weeks. No, two, 3 weeks ago. Kimmy Tortuga.
Right.
Yes. Oh, I know Kimmy.
She said pad thai also.
She loves pad thai too.
Yeah, very nice.
And where's the
You guys have to get together and write a song about pad thai.
Yeah, it's destiny now. It's going
to
happen.
Where's your favorite place to get pad thai? This is not one of the Fast Five Foodies questions. I just wondered.
I've been to quite a few. There was one that was amazing and delicious from Palm Beach where I used to live. That was my favorite. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if they're still there.
Around here?
Yeah, it was like, it had a interesting, it was like wok and something Thai mm-hmm. or something of that nature. A bamboo wok Thai, I think it was something like that.
Right.
And they had a few chains in Palm Beach County, and that was my favorite place to get it.
Oh, cool. Is there any place around here you like?
I've had a few places. Sila Thai, I think it's Sila mm-hmm. or Sila Thai in 49th Street, I believe, mm-hmm. Is one of my favorite places,
nice.
I think.
Good. Yeah. What's your least favorite food?
Probably crab, lobster, and some of those seafood. I'm not big on seafood. I like some fish, mm-hmm. but my absolute... I dislike crab very, very much. I refuse to eat it.
No shellfish.
Yes. No shellfish.
What is your favorite restaurant in St. Pete?
I don't know how... Recently it opened up, Rockstar Cafe.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had a friend, Selena, who used to work there.
Yes, we know her.
Yeah. I came in a few times, once when I was feeling very sick, and I asked for some soup, and I had these, it was like ginger turmeric shots mm-hmm. that you could take, mm-hmm. and it helped in feeling better and getting over that weird sickness I had, and had been going back for a little bit. It's probably my favorite because of all the raw foods and the vegan options and the interesting styles of making food. I really like the vibe in there.
Yeah, the owners are great too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Selena, her Instagram is cruelty-free Barbie, and when I first met her, I asked her, is that like Barbie that doesn't have to walk around in 6-inch heels? It has nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
It has about being nice to animals.
Yes. Okay. Salt or pepper?
Pepper.
And can you cook?
Yes.
What is your favorite thing to cook?
My favorite thing to cook is West African peanut soup.
Oh, wow.
It's a very, very interesting and eclectic meal.
Is it a stew or a soup?
It's more like a stew.
Right.
It has sweet potatoes, legumes, lentils, spinach, kale, peanut butter, mm-hmm. like tomatoes. And you mix tomato paste with peanut butter, and you add vegetable broth or a vegan broth if you choose, mm-hmm. and a little bit of rice, mm-hmm. and you pour it over. And it's almost like kind of feels like a stew of curry almost with the rice, but... Yeah, it's delicious. I made it once for a family friend get together mm-hmm. that I had cool. at my family's house, and I made that with a few other things, and that was probably my favorite thing I've ever cooked.
Nice,
awesome.
That sounds delicious.
To get Abby to make that for us.
Yeah. So, are you vegetarian? I'm
just no, actually, I'm an omnivore. I just don't eat meat very often, really at all. I avoid red meat at all costs, and the only thing I'll eat from time to time is fish.
So you play keyboards?
Yes.
Right. We're going to be featuring a song from one of the bands you play in, because you're in two or three, yeah?
Yeah, quite a few now.
So,
yeah.
So we're going to be featuring a song from Ajava, but I noticed it also says on your Facebook, keyboardist at The Difference. Is that Justino in The Difference?
Yeah, we had a merger with one of my old projects, Juice, which was spelled J-O-O-S-E, which doesn't no longer exists.
Right.
It was most of the members of Justino in The Difference with a few additional members. We kind of merged together and created just The Difference.
Okay.
And that's the other band I play with, yes.
Okay,
with
Justino. So that's not with Justino?
Yes, it is. It's with him, Jason Hobart, Cody Moore, Ural Morris, and... a few other musicians who have rotated. Juan Santana used to be our bass player. Now it's Vinny Svoboda mm-hmm. From up in Dunedin. great, great musicians, very eclectic, like fusion, jazz, and elements of very edgy stuff, mm-hmm. kind of like a cinematic world of music.
Very cool.
In a real seven-piece scenario.
Nice.
So here's another cool coincidence. When you mentioned Pad Thai before, we said a few weeks ago when Kimi Tortuga was on, that was her favorite. Well, the song that we featured from her had Justino playing lead guitar.
Oh, awesome. Yeah.
And Justino, we know him because he was our very first musician interview on episode 1.
Wow.
And we're on episode 58 right now.
Yeah.
And it's still one of my favorites because he was just so funny.
Yeah. Yeah, he's quite the guy. He has a great sense of humor, mm-hmm. and he's a great person to talk to.
Yeah.
So you have a new single that just came out a few days ago.
Yes.
Called Waves. And there's a nice piano sense, but that's just the sound you have on the keys on that. Would that just be referred to as like an electric piano sound?
Yeah, it was a Rhodes.
It is a Rhodes.
Yeah,
awesome.
It's a real Rhodes that it was recorded on.
That's my favorite keyboard.
We borrowed it from Matt Giancola of Future Vintage Band. Mm-hmm. He lent it to us for the period of the recording session, and it was beautiful. It's one of my favorite instruments to play, and the sound of it is very unique, and I thought it was perfect for this kind of ambience of
totally,
song.
Totally, totally. So I usually try to figure out the song. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I got everything right here, but I know it starts in a B minor, so I'm thinking that would be the key.
Yes, you're absolutely correct. Cool. Yes,
then it goes to a A major, mm-hmm. and then the third one I'm not too sure about. We'll come back to it. And then after the fourth chord, F sharp 7.
That's correct.
So the bass is going down, B, A, G, but it doesn't sound like a G chord right away. It sounds like it kind of slides into a G chord.
It's kind of like divided in the bar. It's a G major 6 and a G major 7 chord that it kind of floats around with the Rhodes. Uh-huh. I don't make it very clear the chord we play sometimes because I like to kind of drift off into some other. We kind of bounce around playing roles like that. So sometimes it's kind of hard to hear all those little things.
That one tricked me a little bit. I was like, it doesn't sound right. Wait, now it does? Now it doesn't?
No, that was pretty spot on though. Okay. Yes.
Cool. Thanks. So we can find you guys online. The website is Ajeva Music. So that's spelled A-J-E-V-A, V like in Victor, A-J-E-V-A, music.com. And then also on Facebook, same thing, Ajeva Music.
Yes.
That's where we find you online. And actually, the whole album is out now?
Yes, the whole album is out. It's the self-titled album, Ajeva. It's available on Spotify for streaming and for purchasing on a few other music websites like iTunes and CD Baby.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. You guys play at downtown at Ruby's every once in a while, yeah?
Yes. So the most of the band members in Ajeva are in another project called The Family Funk. Mm-hmm. And we host this open jam every Sunday night at Ruby's Elixir from 10 to 2 a.m., p.m. to a.m., respectively. And we have musicians from all over the area that will come sometimes to play with us, some of our friends to jam with us, and it just becomes like a family affair of music and just a good time. You know? So we do that every week.
Oh, that's great.
Very cool. So what is the song Waves about?
Waves came to be as like a pinnacle of realizing how you have to follow your own aspirations and dreams for better, something bigger and greater than yourself, and to be attuned to the elements and your mind and meditative state. It's almost like a song that's contemplating being right here, right now, and
being
thinking
present.
About being present in the moment and mm-hmm. enjoying that and changing the lives of people around you, depending on the place that you are or whatever it is. It could be a party, it could be a show, it could be just a personal thing. Living in the moment, in the present moment, is very important.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Great.
I love that. Mark Maia, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Here we are with the song Waves from Ajeva.
we tune into her. As we tune into her, she was just hiding. And look to the stars. As we tune into her. As we tune into her, now she's arriving. You belong where you are. It was planned far before you could dream. You belong where you are. And let those waves take you into the now. The now. Let those waves take you into the now. Let those waves. Is all gone, the visions come on. It's not what you came for. It's not what you came for. It's not what you came for.
That's it for this episode of the St. Petersburg Foodies Podcast.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks to our guests, Reno Coez,
Jason Sale,
and Mark Maia.
And thanks to our sponsors,
Booyah Ramen,
Engine No. 9,
Brass Bowl Kitchen and Juicery,
Pacific Counter, and Salty J's. Our announcer is Candace Aviles from Meet the Chef and Channel 10 News, and our theme music is provided by the Chris Walker Band.
We'd like to remind you to check out all the latest restaurant reviews, foodies news, top 10 lists, and updated happy hours on stpetersburgfoodies.com.
Please give us a rating and review on whichever app you're using to listen to the show. And remember to share the show with your foodie friends.
Until next time,
may your food be hot
and your bubbly cold.
Very good. Very good. You know something? No soup for you! Come back 1 year. Next!